Once a person came to the respected court of our master, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, and he requested the great Imam, the great Alim, the great saint, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, to make dua for him to have a good death with Iman, with his belief intact. Our master, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, made dua for this person and advised him. He said, you should recite 41 times daily in the morning, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, La Ilaha Illa Anta, with Durood Sharif, with Salawat, before and after this dua. That is, 41 times every day. In the morning we should recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, La ilaha illa anta, with durood, with salat, before and after. Another wazifa that Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi had advised him. When you go to sleep, after reading your wadaif and your awrad and du'as, read Surah Kafirun. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. The entire surah. Read Surah Kafirun and without speaking to anybody, go to sleep. Meaning, the last thing you should do is read Surah Kafirun and go to sleep. If you are forced to speak for whatever reason, then recite Surah Kafirun again and then go to sleep. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, by doing this, you will die with Iman. SubhanAllah. Furthermore, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali advised this person. This is actually advice for us as well. That you should recite, Allahumma, Inna na'udhu bika min an nushrika bika shay'an na'lamuhu wa nastaghfiruka lima la na'lamuh. Recite this 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. Furthermore, another wazifa, another incantation that inshallah ta'ala, if we practice upon, inshallah, if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, we will die with Iman inshallah ta'ala. Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayh advised on another wazifa, that is, recite Bismillahi ala deeni, Bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi, wa ahdi, wa mali. Recite this 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. By reading this, inshallah ta'ala, one's iman, one's belief, one's life, one's wealth and children will be protected. Subhanallah. Inshallah ta'ala, if we have a look at Shajara At-Tariyah, for those who have ijazah and permission to recite this, then in there as well, this dua is mentioned. Inshallah ta'ala, we should try and make amal and practice upon this.